clock in anyway. A little bit early. It's 3:58. Before I start the show today, I'd like to say thanks to everyone who helped us out at the station, all the volunteers, everyone who helped donate for the fund drive that we had this year. We raised a grand total of $893.35. So, and that's like almost 7,000 more than what our goal was. So that's truly, truly amazing and fantastic. Thanks again to everyone who helped us out. So today on my show, I'm going to be featuring the CD that came with the Music Works CD, Music Works 102. And this magazine is published 3 times a year, and it comes with a CD. And I like it because a lot of the articles are about new and challenging forms of music. And also, it's a Canadian magazine, which is a plus, a huge plus. And I'm going to be playing first from this something by Yvette, an artist from Romania. If I can pull him up here. He's a Romanian electronic musician. Yvette, spelt Y-V-A-T. And in the magazine, the article talks about what's going on in Romania since the fall of communism and how the experimental music scene is working out there. But he has done many collaborations, but the stuff that I'm going to be playing is his work. The first track here is called A-Beam, and it's from the album Tear Duct, and it was released by Cactus Island Recordings in the UK. And after that, oh no, this one was written in 2007. So here's A-Beam by Yvette. Hey, welcome back to The Ribs. So that was A-Beam by Yvette. And up next, I'm going to be playing something that was composed by Yannis Xenakis. And this is called Gribbons 1 and 2. It's two movements, so it's 13 minutes long in total. I'm actually going to be playing a lot of longer stuff today, I think. So it's performed by Hans Christian Kjos Sørensen. And Xenakis was a Greek modernist composer, and actually he was firstly an architect, also composed. He worked with Miro, Messiaen, and other famous composers, even though he said that he only was composing on the side. And this is sort of a theoretical work. He wrote a theoretical work called Formalized Music, Thought and Mathematics in Composition, for anyone who would be interested in that. And this piece, Rebond, was written in 1988, so it isn't too new. It's about 20 years old. So let's check that one out.
Thank you. something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Hey, welcome back to The Rib. This is your host, Robin. Next up, I'm going to be playing another track from the Music Works CD. And this track is called Flying Machines. It's by Ed Osborne. And it was recorded in Berlin in May 2001. And it's a set of delicately balanced sounding objects. And they're moved slowly by propellers suspended below loudspeakers at the end of a long, slender table. And here, which is what it says. They have a lifelike aura and emit vocalesque sounds that recall large creatures in a state of mild agitation. These sounds seem too low to be generated by objects of this size, an acoustic mismatch intended to mirror the slippage between the title of the work and the machine's inability to leave the ground. This is a quote from Ed Osborne, the composer. And after that, I'm going to be playing a track from Kraftwerk 1, which is one of Kraftwerk's earliest albums. And I find this one a lot more experimental than their later stuff, which gets, I mean, it's always going to be pretty cutting edge for their time. But I find this is a little bit more, little less structured for sure. But I love it, totally. I'm going to be playing the fourth track from that called Vom Himmel Hoch. But first, here's Ed Osborne's Flying Machines.
Thank you.
So welcome back to The Rib. That was from Kraftwerk 1, the song Vom Himmel Hoch. And I apologize, we didn't actually get to hear very much of Flying Machines by Ed Osborne. For some reason, my feature CD does not want to be playing without skipping. So I think I might try another track from it a little bit later, but I'm going to give it some cool off time before that. So until then, we'll see what I can scrounge up in the station here. But before I play anything else, I just want to make a little mention that I just got a call from Spain. People are listening in Barcelona, so thank you, Liz, for calling. And if you are unable to access the radio, but you have internet, you can always log on to our website, which is www.citr.ca, and listen to our live audio stream. And if you're not around during the show, you can also download our podcasts and you can subscribe to them so they get downloaded to your iTunes automatically. So we are available in more ways than one. All right, so coming up, I'm going to be playing a track by Coin Gutter. And I did a feature on them a month and a half or 2 months ago, I think. And their album is called Pigeonless. They're actually from Vancouver. And the track I'm going to be playing is called Portmanteau. After that is a track from Kang Vandersheef and Hool's Pieces of Time. Now, this is an interesting album because it is another improvised album released in 99, so it's almost 10 years old. Ivan Kang, he's a composer, and he plays violin, tuba, and erhu, which is a Chinese two-stringed violin that you play upright. And his music sort of spans a lot of genres, but it's probably a classical approach to jazz would be the root of that. And he's collaborated with others like John Zorn and even Beck. And Dylan Vandeschiff is a Vancouver improviser. He's a drummer. And he's collaborated with a lot of other Vancouver musicians like Peggy Lee and Tony Wilson. And he has albums out on Spool Records and more recently on Drip Audio. And then Francois Houle is a really awesome Canadian clarinet player. He's from Montreal but now established in Vancouver. And he plays music from all sorts of genres like classical, jazz, new music. Huge improviser. That's like definitely one of my favorite things about him. And even world music. And so he's actually premiered over 100 works for clarinet, which is pretty fantastic. So those are them, and I'm going to be playing the third track from their CD. The tracks aren't named, so it's probably one improv session that's just been divvied up. So, but first of all, here's a track by Coin Gunner. It's the seventh track on their album. Thank you.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors. Cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips. Yeah.
You're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. And we've only got about 7 or 8 minutes left in the show. After me, there's News 101, which is at 5 o'clock. And then at 5:30 is the Career Fast Track with Philip D. Followed by Some Sound with Henry S., which airs at 6. And then at 7:30 is Radio Free GAC with Gary Kay. The Jazz Show is at 9 o'clock with Gavin Walker. And then at midnight, Vengeance Is Mine airs with Trevor Fielding. So for the last bit of the show, I'm going to be playing a couple tracks by Giraffe Running from their self-titled album. And this is a duo from Dublin. And they're basically their CD is like they have a drum and bass duo. And so they recorded like 5 tracks. And then they sent these tracks to a bunch of different people. And they collaborated with the music that they received. And the second CD out of the 2-disc set is the set of collaborations by like a whole bunch of artists. I think, how many here? There's 15 on that. Okay, all from 5 original tracks. And their music is pretty avant-garde, but they're not going to be throwing away any good tunes. So, and they began playing together in 2001. And they're Greg Barrett on bass guitar and Hag playing drums. It's just Hag, nothing else. So the first track I'm going to be playing from them is called Shoot the Mute Newt. And that is the first track from their duo. And then the track I'm going to be playing from their collaboration CD is called Liar's Tears. And this one is with work done by Soma Drone. And they've got, let's see what they have here, a synth tone, banjo, acoustic guitar, an upright piano, shakers, pots and pans, and a toy reverb microphone. So that's their collaboration. So here's the first track called Shoot the Mute Newt, followed by Liar's Tears. And that's it for The Rib after that. So thanks for listening this Monday, and I'll be here again next Monday at 4 p.m. We'll be right back.
Following is a live presentation of CITR News.
CITR 101.9 FM.